The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're almost there, but time still for one final edition of Henry's Front Bench.
Gary Gannon, Dublin Central, you're very welcome to Henry's Front Bench.
Thank you very much, Henry. And Henry's Front Bench is very welcome to the Blessington Basin, or as is known locally, the Ducks Pond.
So here at the Ducks Pond, 34 years living in Dublin, I've never been here. I didn't even know this beautiful area existed. Where are we?
Well, we're just off Fisborough. We made a concerted attempt to not tell you, Henry. We just wanted to keep the riffraff away. but just off Fisborough, Mount Joy Street. It's a beautifully historic part of Dublin. And it's one of the most peaceful places. And I genuinely think everybody should see it, but only once, because I want to keep it really peaceful.
And we can actually hear the fountain in the background. What drives you? What keeps you going?
The sense of contribution. And actually, if I don't keep going, then somebody else will do it differently and do it worse. You know, I'm somebody who loves to stand up and actually probably have a bit of a fight for something. That's what got me in politics in about 2014. You know, it was a period of austerity. You're looking around at the community you grew up in, it was being hit hard, and I said I wanted to get involved in politics. That was an independent. What drives me when I to become a member of a political party, Social Democrats, is the idea that actually one day you can actually show that actually you can do it. You can do it differently, you can do it better. Like, that actually positive change is possible. Housing crises are not inevitable. All of the crises of this city, a wealthy city, are not inevitable. I just think I'd do a better job. I think my colleagues in the Stock Dems would too.
When you became a TD, when you first became a TD, what was that like?
It was the craziest experience of my life. And I'm like, it was hard, Henry. Like, it's, I had just been missed out in 2016 by a couple of hundred votes. I really committed myself over those years to working really hard on the ground. Then all of a sudden you got kind of the position you were after, and then COVID hit. Like, and you were just taken away from any sense of normality. You were out kind of on your own. And I didn't have any, like, I don't have any family members in politics, I don't have any friends or whatever TDs. It took a while to adjust.
Tell me about your family and how they're from Dublin, and they were street traders.
Yeah, my ma's still a street trader. I mean, outside Crow Park or the Aviva, you'll still see my ma selling their colours, like, growing up. But, like, she also works in a crèche on a Sheriff Street now, and the street trading is almost, at this point, just a hobby of hers. It actually is just a hobby of hers.
So she loves it?
She adores it. When she grew up in Dublin, just off Corporation Buildings, she was selling newspapers from about 14 years of age, and she's always been a seller. You know, on Henry Street, she'd be selling the fruit. We'd have to walk down to the fruit market in the morning time at 8, and then she'd drop me back to school on Mulberry Street after that. She'd go back out. You know, my dad's always kind of been working with his hands. And yeah, it's like, it's proper, like, in our city family, but they've also just in mass, just in Maz is amazing. Like, when I got elected in 2014, it was only because most people knew me, ma. Nobody had a clue who I was. It was a vote with Dina.
So they loved your mum.
They loved Dina.
And I understand you started out as a plumber, then you went to Trinity, yeah. And here you are now. Are you still good around the house like that?
Oh, and I get blisters pointing at things. I was a plumber in 2006, just after leaving school. And I was working over in Griffith College. I was working about site with about 10 different lads who were all kind of plumbers as well. Look, they all got let go. It was awful to see because of the crash. I got let go because I was a terrible plumber. But because I was working with Griffith College, I was seeing for the first time people my age around colleges, around university. I was like, how does that happen? Why wasn't I not told about this? They're having a cup of tea and I'm carrying a radiator up the stairs. And that just motivated my interest in seeing how I pursued that. Literally knocked on doors all over the city. It was actually Tony Gregory. There's a lot of candidates going around talking about Tony Gregory at the moment. It was Tony Gregory that wrote the letter for me to the Trinity Access Programme, actually encouraging him to accept my application.
And you mentioned Tony Gregory, and you were part of Tony Gregory's team, and also Jerry the Hutch, or the Monk, also was talking about Tony Gregory, and he also talks about you. You know, he's also, you know, trying to fight for a seat in this constituency. Mm-hmm. Any message for him?
No message for him at all, or nor any other candidate, Henry. I just want to do a really positive ideas-based campaign. Like, you've seen some of my team this morning. Lots of, like, young, idealistic, like, just, I, you, back
you
in the day.
You do have a big team.
I have a massive team. We have a massive team, but we don't build that team by just talking about other people. We build it by talking about ideas. Look, I mentioned Tony Gregory just because of the letter he wrote for me for college. There's other people like Fergus McCabe, who actually, I think, contributed a huge amount to the inner city. But also between myself, Daniel, the people you've met today, we also just want to forge our own path of representation and building things for the Dublin Central as a whole. Like, I mean, you don't change an area or country without improving its public services. And that's like seems very boring and lame, but that's the essence of a democracy. The houses we live in, the hospitals we are treated in. Like, that for me is what gets me up in the morning.
Tell me something that you've never shared about yourself before, something completely different.
Well, how would you answer that? I think I'm quite shy, Henry. Actually, not people realise that. I think not people wouldn't realise that I'm quite a shy person, even though I'm probably put myself out there. I hate onions, Henry.
You hate onions?
I hate onions. Onions should not like exist. I hate the fact that they're like manipulate themselves into all of our foods, and I have to peel them out individually. If I had my way, the onion be gone.
So the onion is in everything, isn't it? It does sneak into every dish.
Everywhere. And I hate the texture of it. I hate the taste of it. I hate everything about it. And my loading of onions is possibly something that nobody knows about me.
So you absolutely hate.
Now the onion onions. Lobby is going to be on advocating against the Social Democrats. Big Onion is coming after me now.
We're here on Henry's front bench. Would you like to be front bench in the next government? And if so, what position would you like to hold?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be in government. The Social Democrats want to be in government. Like, I could, used to be education, actually think justice now, given the constituency I'm in, arts, sports. I think there's a range of them that I'd like to do.
So you would love that. And do you think Dublin Central will be able to become a better place? I mean, you've tried over the last 4 or 5 years. Do you think it's going to become a stronger place? Do you think we'll get over antisocial issues, get over homelessness?
So first, I think Dublin's an amazing place, and I absolutely love just every step I take along the streets of Dublin. But it's been mismanaged. So I mean, can we combat our election of vacancy? Yes. Tax those that are sitting on it and call it vandalism. In terms of crime, yeah, of course we do, but we need two approaches. We need tough on the crime, but tough on the causes of crime, to steal an old trope. So that is, we need more guards around the street, better allocation of guards around. But we won't get that unless we improve the housing crisis, which is keeping guards out of the city. And then also, you know that period during 2011 and 2016 of austerity? That tore the soul out of Dublin. And you see it now in terms of some of the mental health issues that manifest itself in crime, drug addiction. But that can only be solved from good legislators at state level. I don't think anything here is insurmountable. I just think we've been badly managed. I think I could do a much better job.
I can just about hear a siren. I don't know what that is. I can never tell if it's a fire engine or an ambulance or a guard.
It's a fire engine. We're at the back of Fisbury Fire Brigade Station.
It is. Okay. Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you so much, Gary Gannon, for joining me here on Henry's front bench in Dublin Central.
Delighted you came.
Henry McKean, thank you very much for the front bench. Good luck to all candidates who have taken part in the front bench over the last couple of weeks. Good luck to everybody who has put their name down on the ballot paper, hoping to be elected tomorrow. By the time I speak to you again at 4 o'clock tomorrow, many of you listening will have voted. Do so early and do so often.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.